الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host and instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and the rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you and follow along with me in your Quran as I read. And also maybe have your a pen, or some way of recording or taking notes that you can review later on. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be tenderheartedness, or sometimes they call it soft-hearted. And basically, tenderhearted, which is T-E-N-D-E-R, and then a little hyphen there, H-E-A-R-T-E-D, which basically means having a kind, gentle, or sentimental nature, or it can also mean easily moved to love, piety, or sorrow, pity, compassionate, also impressionable. All these are associated with soft-heartedness, kindness, and so this is something, one of the characteristics of a Muslim and how they should be, he or she, they should have some soft-heartedness or kindness when dealing with others, their family, non-family members, even in terms of animals. We still not supposed to hit them, beat them, that kind of thing. It's not something that we do. As I mentioned before, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, he never struck or raised his hand at a woman or a child or an animal. Only time he will raise his hand is during wartime, fighting against people who fought against them, which of course is understandable. And any man pretty much will fight to defend himself and his family. And Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, was no different than anyone else in terms of that. Of course, he's different because he was selected by Allah to be one of the prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah, and Allah chooses who he wants to be his prophet. And speaking of prophet, and you turn right now to the ninth surah, a chapter of Quran, is called Tawbah, and the 114th verse, again, chapter 9, 114th verse, and I want to talk, I'll just mention very quickly, part of this particular ayah, or the particular verse, it says, Inna Ibrahim awwalun awwahun halim. Abraham was truly tenderhearted and forbearing. Because Abraham, the prophet Abraham, he was praying for his father over and over and over, praying for his father. But then the father died a disbeliever, he stopped doing that. His tender heart kept him praying for his father, although his father was one of the people who were the idol worshiper, or the one that even made idols to sell to the people. And the people worshiped the idols that his father made. Ibrahim at one time, and what inside of him he rejected idol worship. And then he would go around selling idols to people, and he wasn't a very good salesman in terms of selling idols. Saying things, I'm just paraphrasing here, buy this idol that is worthless. It means nothing. Can do nothing for you but buy it. Those kind of wording he was saying to the people. And so you don't make sales like that on a product that you're telling them, trying to sell to the people by telling them this product's no good. It produces nothing. It won't benefit you at all. But I want you to buy it. If you're going to decide to buy anything, buy this product, this useless product. And we know the story of Abraham when he made some idols, and his father asked them to watch the idols. And then the people went to a festival. Abraham took an axe, and he broke up all the idols, and he hung the axe around the neck of the biggest idol. And then the people came back from the festival, and they said, who did this? Who destroyed our idols? And Abraham, he looked, he said, and they had around the neck of the axe around the neck of the big one. He said, well, ask him. He'll tell you who did that. And so we know the idols, they could not talk and that kind of thing. And so that's what he did. But still, it says, verily that Abraham, he was truly tender-hearted and also forbearing. One of the Prophet Muhammad's companions, he said, pertaining to tender-heartedness, kind-heartedness, being soft-hearted, and all the things I mentioned to you earlier regarding meaning having sorrow or pity and love and easily moved by these things, and compassion and impressionable, all these things associated with tenderheartedness. When the Prophet's companion Abu Huraira, he said, I have ten children. And he said, one of the companions said, I have 10 children. I have never kissed any of them. The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing upon him, said, he who does not show tenderness will not be shown tenderness. So we see here he was trying to encourage the man to show tenderness to his own children. I don't kiss my children. I don't hug them, tell them I love them, that kind of thing. And so he said this to the Prophet, I don't do this. I guess he wasn't feeling it towards his children. And so then the Prophet advised him. And he basically said to him, he said, he who does not show tenderness will not be shown tenderness. And so this man needs to increase his mercy or his compassion or tenderness towards his children, and act more tender towards his children, so that Allah can show mercy and tenderness towards him. Also, in another hadith of the saying of Prophet Muhammad, and peace and blessing upon him, he said, a group of people, both men and women, whose hearts were like the hearts of birds, will enter Jannah. The softness, the kindness of the birds, if they had this kind of heart, or some aspect of this heart, it will be, and they will, these people will be the people that will enter Jannah. But if you're hard-hearted and don't have the tenderness in your heart, then your possibility of entering Jannah will be slim. It's like a person when he or she, they do wrong deeds, they do bad things, they do sins, and basically each sin, I hope you all can imagine what I'm getting ready to say, each sin, it put like a darkness or a dark dot on their chest, and then another dot. And then it just increases into their heart, and the heart just becomes black with sin. And then their heart becomes so blackened with sin that sin becomes a natural thing to them. Doing right, doing good, it doesn't become second nature to them. Second nature to them is doing wrong, making up excuses for the wrong that they're doing. You all know what I'm talking about. you who are out there doing wrong, and those people that you know that are doing wrong. They start up good, then they do one wrong, then another sin. Next thing you know, they make excuses for the sins that they do, and it becomes okay. Smoke a little bit, whatever they're smoking, they get intoxicated, then maybe smoke a little bit more, until it becomes okay. Commit adultery, fornication, whatever, more and more, until it becomes okay. And what Allah says means nothing. Not do it. What the Prophet said, not do it. Although it says, Atil Atil Rasul, to obey Allah and obey His Messenger. But people may go in the opposite direction of that and do more and more of the sinning, till the sinning feels good. It tastes good. And they do more of that and get away from the having a pure heart, one that obeys Allah and obeys the prophets and follows the prophet. And follow the prophet because you want to go to Jannah. You want to go to paradise. You want to go to this beautiful place where you live forever. No worries at all will you have there. No emails, no texts, nothing like that you have to worry about. Going to work, worrying about where your food is, the next meal is coming from, paying rent, bills, whatever. You have to worry about any of that. You live in Jannah, rent-free. Paradise, rent-free. Don't have to pay for groceries, don't have to pay for anything there because you already worked for it. You already earned your place in paradise by obeying Allah and obeying His Messenger and doing what Allah says do and doing what His Messenger says do and having that kind and tender heart. Say right now you don't have a kind and tender heart. It does not mean that you would never have one. After I get through talking, pray to Allah and ask Allah, oh Allah, I just heard what the Imam said. Make me one of those people with a tender heart. Replace this bad heart that I have in me with a heart that is more tender and show more kindness towards other people. And hopefully also people show more kindness towards you. Or you be the kind of person people want to be around. Or they want to be like. And that's because you show tenderness and kindness towards others and they watch you and they see you. And you don't know who's watching you and you don't know who's seeing you. But some people are watching, particularly children. What you do and what you say. Are you going to do something that you said that is right and you're going to do it? Or are you going to do the opposite of that? You say do right, but you do wrong. Is going to be in the hellfire, the leadership, people who told the people to do right. And so the people in the hellfire would say, look, leader so-and-so, you told us this, that, or the other, and not to do wrong things, because we're going to end up here in hellfire, but yet you're here. Why is that? Then you as the leader, that's what we're following, you only can say, look, yes, I told you not to do thus and so, but I did these things. I did not obey Allah and His Messenger. I did the opposite of what I told you to do. And that's why I'm here. I'm not here because Allah is mad at me in terms of I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. So Allah just threw me in here. No, I earned this place where I am with you, which is the hellfire, and anything that goes with the punishment of the hellfire. So I want to mention something else to you all in terms of tenderness. So we're talking about here is that it has been interpreted that such people are those who put their trust in Allah. Another interpretation is that these people are tender-hearted. As I mentioned before, we were talking about the birds in Jannah. Then we talk about those people who put their trust in Allah. And another interpretation that those people who are tender-hearted, when you're talking about the people having sort of bird-sized hearts, or hearts like that, a bird's will enter paradise. And the further explanation of that is, of course, to be, as I have mentioned to you before, to be tenderhearted and to put their trust in Allah and rely on Allah and don't be swayed or misled by Shaitan or others. Shaitan is the devil, of course, or others that are going to mislead you to follow them. We have a saying in America that misery loves company. And so don't follow those people who are miserable, those people who are deep into not obeying Allah. Those are not the people that you follow. You ought to follow the people that are obedient to Allah and follow the words of Allah to the best of their ability and have friends around you that follow Allah to the best of their ability. And going to also warn you and encourage you not to disobey Allah and to obey Allah. Those are the kind of friends you want around you. Those are the kind of people that you look for. Get far away as possible from those people that are going to do nothing but damage you, that are not going to warn you, that's going to encourage you to do wrong, encourage you to disobey Allah, encourage you not to have the tender heart, the kind heart, the softness that you should have as an individual. And I'm talking to Muslims and non-Muslims. I'm talking to you as students. Some of you are Muslim and some of you are not Muslim. But this is the way Muslims supposed to be and should be, and it should have the kind-heartedness, the tender-heartedness, to be soft-hearted when it comes to dealing with people. Like I mentioned about the man who said, I have 10 kids, 10 children, 10 of them, and I don't kiss any of them. And then the prophet, you know, as I mentioned, he's the one that said, look, you don't show tenderness to others. Allah is not going to show, you're not going to show tenderness towards you. Our tenderness will not be shown towards you. Our mercy will not be shown towards you because you don't show mercy to other people. So don't be like that, man. Don't be the one that do not show tenderness and kindness towards others. And you don't have to be a Muslim to have a tender heart, to have a kind heart. When you see someone in need, and listen to my previous episode, helping the poor, then to your best ability, help that individual, give them something to eat. If they're digging in, have that tender heart. If they're digging in the trash can for food or something like that, or wiping off any trash that got on uneaten food or food that someone bit on, or left open and threw it in the trash. This person is very homeless, extremely hungry. So they take the food, the discarded food out, and then they brush off whatever trash is on it. The food itself is trash that someone threw away, and they start eating it. Then, okay, after they eat it, they need something to wash it down. So they go into the trash can and look for containers with something in it. And you all know exactly what I'm talking about. So have the kind and tender heart to go to that person as gingerly as possible, as kind as possible, without embarrassing them and saying, look, madam, sir, or whatever, you don't have to do that. Let me buy you something to eat or something to drink. Or I have a sandwich here. I'll cut it in half and give you half, and I can take half. Or let me take you to this truck to buy something to eat, or this store to buy you something to eat. Or wait right here. Please stop going to that trash can to eat from it. You don't have to do that. Here, I'm going to go buy you something. I'm going to go to the store to buy me something. I'm going to buy you something too. And give it to them after you buy it. Or give them what you bought if you want, if you can afford to do so. And then you go back in the store and buy yourself something. There was a situation one time where a man, I think he gave a person something out of kindness. He gave a homeless man something just to see what the homeless man was going to do with the money or whatever. I'm going to assume he thought the homeless man was going to go and buy something to drink with the money, or spend it, or buy some drugs or something with the money. But what that homeless man did, it was amazing. What he did is that he went to some of his homeless friends And I think he brought something and shared it with the homeless people, with the other homeless friends, like cake, cookies, or whatever it is he brought from the grocery store. And then he went and shared what he had with others. And that's something that showed tenderness of his heart. He could have just hoarded it all to himself and ate it all on his own. Forget them. And save a little, ate a little now and save a little for later. But that's not what this man do. This is a man that he was homeless. I'm going to assume he had nothing. But he went and surprised this man who was testing him and see what he's going to do with the money. And the man surprised him and went and bought something in the store and shared it with other homeless people. And the man who was did the experiment, he was so happy and so surprised that he gave the man additional money. I don't know if he gave the man and his friends additional money, homeless friends, but he gave the man additional money or said something positive to the man or shook the man's hand or something like that. Something in that area. So it was a test that this man was doing towards this homeless person, and the person really surprised him and did what he did and showed the tenderness of his heart. I have nothing as a homeless person, nothing. But I'm willing to share what I have with someone else. And all of us who have something, we should feel and do that same thing and follow what this homeless person did and share as much as we can with other people. And have that tender and kind heart and have the soft heart that and that we can share with others. It doesn't mean that your heart is so kind and you're so gullible that you'll be scammed or people can cheat you out of your money or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. Be aware of that to the best of your ability. Yeah, everybody's not honest out there. I understand that. And people might take your kindness for weakness. But the thing is, have a nice, kind heart, tender heart. And that's what I'm talking about having now. We need more of this in the world than what we have right now presently going on in the world in which we all live. Also, it was mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, said, "So I not tell you whom the hellfire is forbidden to touch? It's forbidden to touch a man who is always accessible, having polite and tender nature." This is a kind man. You know, I'm a person that you can come to. I'm accessible to you. I'm polite towards you, and I have a tender nature towards you. I'm not a harsh person. I'm not a person that's not polite towards you. I'm not a person that's not accessible to you. Leave me alone. I don't want to have anything to do with you. And so, no, that's not the kind of people we want in the world. We want to be like in the world. We can impact and change the world, at least the world around us. We may not change everything in the world. All right, that may be impossible to do. But whatever world we're in, whatever portion where we can do towards making it better, then make it better. We all have an individual responsibility to make this world better than what it is, no matter how much evil is around us, no matter how many people had hard hearts, or darkened hearts, or rust in their hearts, or anything like that, or blackened hearts. We cannot have that. All you who are listening to me, all my students who are attending class today, change your heart. Change your paradigm, the way you think. And think more towards kindness towards others, mercy towards others, having that tender heart towards others, having that softness towards others. It doesn't make you less of a man because you have this softness and this tenderness towards you. That's not it at all. It may make you more of a man because you're kind and tender, like the prophet said to the man with the 10 children. Show it. It doesn't mean take away from your manhood because you kiss your children or show kindness and tenderness towards others. It doesn't mean that at all. It shows that, yes, I am a man and I can show this side of me. It does not mean that I'm a man, that I'm not a man by doing these things. I am a man because I'm doing these things because one Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was a good example for all of mankind for all times. And we follow his example, how kind and tender-hearted he was. Even a woman who used to throw trash on him almost every single day on his path. Every day, kulle yom, she would throw trash on this man. And then several days she wasn't there. Several more days she was not there. So he inquired about, like, where's this woman that, you know, harassed me? Because most people say, okay, she not harass me anymore. I don't have to worry about her anymore. That's a good thing. No problem. No trash or dirt or foul language towards me. And so the companion said, well, this woman, she is sick. He didn't say, like, good for her. He went and he visited the woman, the sick woman, and visited her, and she was surprised by it. Like, why are you here? I do thus and so on you. I throw stuff on you. I say all these bad words towards you. Like, why are you here? You truly must be the prophet of Allah, of God. You show mercy towards me that was foul and bad towards you. You show kindness towards me and tenderheartedness towards me, although I was a foul person towards you. And so I want to just remind my students how the Prophet Muhammad, how he was, and how we as Muslims we are supposed to be. And also I want to mention about the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. It was mentioned when the illness of the Messenger of Allah became serious, he was asked about the leading of the Salat or the prayer, and he said, ask Abu Bakr to lead a prayer. Whereupon Aisha, his wife, may peace be upon her, said, Abu Bakr is very tender-hearted. He is bound to be overcome by weeping when he recites Quran. The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon her, repeated, ask Abu Bakr to lead the Salah. That was his daughter, Aisha. Let me remind you, just any old one. His daughter said, look, you know, this man leaves, he starts crying because he becomes emotional reading the words of Allah, Kalam Allah. It gets to his heart. And he starts crying when he's leading the prayer because he really takes in what he's repeating when he's making the prayer. And Aisha just mentioned, you know, look, Prophet Muhammad, this man is a man that cries and weeps. But I mean, he's such a tender-hearted man when he leaves the prayer. And the Prophet said, ask, no, Abu Bakr, he's the one that's going to lead the prayer. He's like, I don't really care about that part. Let the man weep. Matter of fact, we encourage to when we read Quran that we weep and that we have tears flowing down our eyes by the words of Allah says. When if you read Quran, anyone that reads Quran, take the time and read it. They have it in various languages. Read it for yourself. And maybe Allah will soften your heart like he did with Umar when Umar was going to kill the Prophet. And then someone said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to kill Muhammad. And then it was Umar ibn Khattab. And he said, well, you know, before you go kill him, go to your sister, basically because she's Muslim. He went to her house. He heard her saying Quran. And though he kind of busts into the house and say, what were you reading? That kind of thing. Yeah, I think he hit his sister, something like that. What were you reading? Go get what you were reading. And she said, showed him. He said, let me see it. And she would not let him see it until he washed up because she didn't want him to look at it not clean. And so he read it and Allah changed his heart. Just a few verses, he went from wanting to kill the Prophet Muhammad until he fell in love with the Prophet Muhammad and his way. I want to read a couple more of sayings of the Prophet Muhammad. It's also said one day in the Messenger of Allah, delivered a very eloquent khutbah, a sermon, on account of which I shed tears and hearts became softened. Again, the eyes shed tears and the hearts became softened. So I just wanted to remind everyone about and let everyone and inform everyone that that should be the heart of a Muslim, is that it should be tender. You want to know any more information about this particular topic, you can always find some information on Why Islam. Also, International Online University can give you a lot of in-depth information about this topic, and American Open University. And those of you who may be thinking about becoming Muslim, you can go to Embrace, it's called EmbraceRevert.org, EmbraceRevert.org, and they have a lot of good basic information about Islam that you can go and listen to. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.